All right, it's the rundown. It is Monday. It's April
29th.
Tommy, 29th. Happy birthday, Dave.
Okay.
Your birthday. Dave.
Oh, we don't have the same
Interesting.
Birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank Tommy's you. Been trying to keep his birthday from you because the older he gets, the less likely you'll want him around.
Is that true?
Not true.
That's what he said.
Something that's a classic Big Cat.
What are you, 24?
23.
23. Young
Bucks.
Not
lying. Brought to you by Movement Watches. Somebody should get Tommy one for his birthday. MVMT.com/rundown. You get 15% off, free shipping and returns. Watches this nice go for $400 to $500 at department store. Movement watches start at just $95. We love our Movement watches. Step up your watch game today. Join the movement today. So good looking watch, better pricing than a $500. Pretty straightforward. NBA playoffs. So they are underway. Round two. The big news clear is the Celtics curb stomped the Bucks. And I mean, curb stop the Bucks. I had a money line. I had them game, so that was nice. What else? We got the Sixers lost, but I think that's going to be a competitive series. Portland starts tonight. Harden is arguing. So I only saw the highlights. I don't know what Houston's all mad about.
It's the worst series in terms of refereeing of all time. Everyone's going to complain about everything. You have, like, the perfect storm of complainers and floppers.
Yep,
like,
it
but
really is.
Even the Harden play, if he hit it, they're still down one, right?
Right. There's this new thing. Like, this. You know when there was the big thing in college about, like, the charge circle and stuff, and everyone was just, analyzing it? The big thing now is the landing zone.
Right, yeah.
But Harden's jumping into people.
Yeah.
And then
that ball,
well,
it's like,
and he's been doing that. I mean, that step back is like his
Harden,
only move.
You can't. Harden is a phenomenal player. Might be an MVP again this year. You can't like complain about every single call when half of your game is deceiving the refs with like the head back thing, the jumping
little travel. Every
like this
time,
is what he does. He gets to the free throw line. I'm not begrudging him for it, but it's like, of course there will be some calls that won't go your way. You're trying to trick everyone.
Now granted. This is as old as time itself of during a playoff series, the team's bitching Pat Riley.
Yeah, now they'll get the calls next game.
Right.
And so
it's
even
that
out.
Back
yeah,
and forth.
No, it's
that's
smart.
That's the gamesmanship.
Draymond's
of the
post-game was actually very level-headed about it, too.
What did he say?
He was just like, we can make the same complaints
yes,
all game long.
The whole game,
like,
right.
We could have shot 20 more free throws. You could have shot 20 less. It's just how it goes. That's the nature of the sport
right.
We play.
And you have, like, you really do have between Chris Paul, Harden, Steph flopping, Draymond, like you have the biggest group
the
of
biggest and
people who not only flop but yell at refs off after
but
every
I, but
call.
But I do think they do it like what you like you said. Like I don't even know if they really believe it, but it's just gamesmanship.
Yep.
It's like if we make a big enough stink, it'll go our way. Then they do it back to us, and
it's gonna be a great series. That's gonna be an awesome.
What
series.
Have you guys thrown in the towel on the Bucks?
No.
You think they're gonna they?
Yeah,
rebound?
I think that will be a competitive. I actually would say that has more of a chance of being competitive. Than Sixers Raptors.
Really?
Yep.
Huh. Well, I took the Sixers money line and game tonight.
Kawhi's so fucking good, man.
He's good. Mm-hmm. The Celtics are so well rounded though. When they're all playing well, which they are right now.
Yeah, I just you think the Bucks are done?
I mean they may win a game.
I feel like Giannis
you're just giving
just
one game?
One.
One game.
Celtics in five?
Okay.
May.
You've seen enough.
I said May.
May.
Yeah, and to be honest, I saw almost none of it. I just recapped it because I was at Talladega during the race, so I didn't see any. That was a dance that I had to do because I was there to cover Talladega, but I knew the Celtics were going on, and not only going on, but smashing them, like the media center. But, I think based on everything that I read, maybe one.
Maybe one.
Yeah. I think, I blogged it. And moving right along, NHL playoffs underway. Bruins are still the favorites. That was a tough loss, the Bruins. I did see that. They had so many glorious chances. Just couldn't put the puck in the net. So that's 1-1 that series. Who is this fucking Dobrinsky guy? Who is that fucking idiot who said, yeah, Dobrinsky, oh, we'll be louder and closer. Shut up, Dobrinsky.
Can you even imagine what it's going to be like in Game 3, the atmosphere in that building?
I can. I can tell you I know it's going to be a hell of a lot louder than it was here in Boston.
They never had a second round game. Yeah, no shit gonna be loud. It's like one of those fake franchises that, like, yeah, you know, they're probably having cowbells and fucking boomsticks and all that. Dombrowski, someone should break his jaw. I think he may be a stoolie, by the way. So that's the and then Frankie's Islanders are down 0-2.
The Brooklyn Islanders are in a bad spot.
The Brooklyn Islanders are not nearly as good as
the New York
Islanders. I recap, but people said you could hear a pin drop in Brooklyn.
Yep.
People are eating sushi.
Stupid SUV, the fact that they still have the fucking SUV there.
No.
There.
I offered to him.
Where is he?
On Sunday.
He's You're close to being out of the team Portland. Not out of team Portland, but out of my guy.
Why? Because he's doing.
He just has too much going on.
Yeah. So I mean, he's going to step up. I mean, Tommy's been out for a while.
I don't know.
Spider getting a promotion?
I don't know. No.
Gaz is out.
Gaz is out.
He said he's never traveled with Gaz again.
Because of the spoiler?
No, he's just too into his own thing. He's not looking out for me. I need a guy who's like,
you need
a,
someone
my
who's,
in,
yeah,
like,
who's going to bend the knee and just.
Just like always be like, so how can we get
would he like keep doing pizza or would you like.
No, I think he'd be totally out.
Wow.
And it's not a lack of effort. He's just got a lot. I mean, like right now, he's doing foreplay. He
like
fucked
he can't
up
even
like,
answer for this.
He fucked up like three things while I was in. I tried to be nice and go to the Islanders game. He like fucked up everything while I was in Talladega. I screamed at him. I mean, I'm like, I'll find somebody else who can do
so,
the job if you can.
So, is it a call to all people? To
like, find a new friend? Maybe. He's just stretched to, like...
He's also getting older.
Spitting chiclets. He's, like, doing that. He's doing this. He's got the honest, like... I need a meet.
You
guy.
Need someone who's just focused on you.
Yeah, right. But, I mean, that's what you do. You groom these guys. And they go on bigger and better things.
Right, I don't... Yeah. Right.
I offered to Frankie that I would go to game five to try to bring some noise to that place. But he's being a little bit of a baby.
I mean, they haven't scored. Their one goal was a Carolina goal.
Right.
They like went directly off there.
You know what? I actually should probably rescind that offer because there might not be a game five.
There may not be. Not the way it's going.
Yikes.
So, and what else? We got the 1-1 Dallas St. Louis. Colorado's.
Oh, Colorado won last night?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
4-3.
That one got lost in Thrones.
The NHL's the only team that would go versus Thrones, and that's a good set. Well, before we do that, gambling segment presented by Twin Spires. Exciting Derby Week. Sign up for Twin Spires using code BARSTOOL100 to get a $100 bonus when you deposit $100 or more. So Twin Spires, that is run by the Churchill Downs, all the same group. Put in $100, BARSTOOL100, get $100. It is Derby Week. The Oaks Field was confirmed today. I'm going out with Elio.
Is Frankie going to that?
I think he is.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
This is Islanders game Friday night.
Road, right?
Yeah. Still.
And there's also Celtics Friday night, so that'll be like, again, now if he wants to prove himself, like the Celtics have to be his priority. Like
he needs to come
over the Islanders
right now. Right now, the things he's doing is like I'd be sitting 7 p.m. watching the Celtics, and he'd change it to
you
the Islanders.
You can't expect him to prioritize the Celtics over the Islanders.
This is awkward.
No, you got to make sure that I have the Celtics game on.
He said that he just said that you're on to bigger and better and more successful things.
I said
I may
replace you soon.
Oh, what?
I may replace you soon. Oh, but it wasn't as a lack of effort. It's just you had too much things going on.
That is not what I expected to come out here to.
We already talked about the Islanders, but you weren't here to answer it because you're doing foreplay, which prompted the thing like you're too busy.
Oh, man. All right. Well, 0-2.
Yeah.
I mean,
see, what you did right there is exactly what Dave's talking about.
Yeah, I know.
He came out here, started talking about the Islanders, not about Dave's life.
Yeah. There it is.
He wants you to talk about the Celtics. He wants you to be like,
well, I got texted. Dave, I'll do whatever you need. You got to come out here and talk Islanders. I didn't know you guys switched. What? I mean, my life is coming into shambles right now, clearly.
Very much so.
This is bad.
In a weird way, the Islanders are like the worst thing that could have happened. Yeah. I thought just big enough to get swept, turn into the Brooklyn Islanders. That's like... What is that when someone turns into a pumpkin?
Yes. Yeah,
the carriage turned back into a pumpkin.
They turn into the Brooklyn Islanders. Is the Brooklyn Islanders.
Just can't get it in the net.
Straight. The Islanders Clock are going to lose. And
you're still doing
well, I mean,
you're still talking just about the Islanders. What about Dave's? What about everything he's got going on?
I mean, that we had a major shirt debacle in Talladega.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Like, I had this, my new thing is I changed the Goodell shirt to wherever I'm at.
Yeah.
So it's like the Bear Bryant shirt hat. And I was asking for this shirt. For 3 weeks, with 5 to 7 reminders, like, where's the shirt? Kept various reasons the shirt wasn't being given to me. Then I was guaranteed it would be at the hotel when I arrived because I was on the float with all the, like, drivers, and it just was late.
Well, the Islanders are in the playoffs.
Well, that had nothing to do with it, but, yeah, I mean, it ends up falling on me, but it is what it is. It fell on me pretty hard.
What, Spider, what do you whisper?
That was a
about?
Weird little lean-in
hey,
on Tommy
Spider,
there.
What do you whisper
He was, like,
about?
Whispered in his ear.
No,
talking to the mic, Spiker. Spiker.
Yeah, it's my fault. The shirt was supposed to be overnighted. It was ground shipped.
Yeah, but right, and that's what you said in real time. But I never was talking to you about the shirt. I was talking to him, so it's his fault. My eyes. It doesn't matter if someone else like my fault. Well, he delegated to you, so that's his fault.
All right.
So he can yell at you, but I yell at him.
Yeah, it wasn't even supposed to be the ground shipping. Like, we ordered three shirts that came in different colors. Like, that
Well, Welker's a fucking moron, yeah. So you can't, like...
It's nuts.
Like I can't physically Welker's produce a moron. The shirt. You gotta have the shirt in your hand before... Like, it had to be my hand before I left.
Yeah.
We know that. I mean, Welker has a decade of incompetence.
We all know that.
Yeah. He literally has a... And he shrunk his head. Like, honey, who shrunk the kids? Like... Well, just
what's that guy's name who just retired from acting?
Rick Moranis?
Yeah.
Little Giants.
Yeah, well, I think his wife passed away and then he took care of his kids. He just retired from acting for like 20 years.
Yikes.
You never noticed that he was just never in a movie again? Wasn't he in Little Giants as well?
Yeah, Little Giants.
Yeah, and then he just stopped.
I incepted that.
It was like forever.
I just incepted that in your brain because I said that.
He just said it.
You said Little Giants?
Yeah.
Oh. Little Giants.
Yeah. What's that guy's name? The crew cut kid? Rick Moranis.
No, that's the guy.
That's the guy we're talking about.
That's the guy we're talking about. He's not the crew cut kid.
No, Spike.
Spike.
Yeah.
And Becky.
Yeah.
Icebox.
Yeah, Icebox.
Who went on to do softcore porn.
Yep.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Where?
You didn't know that?
Yeah. I think I did, but I forgot.
That's old internet. We blogged that a lot.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things you just forget over time. Yeah. What did you do?
That comes
Cinemax?
Back up every 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like somebody will get
it's like
pages.
It's like Jesse Spano getting naked in the center for Showgirls.
Yeah.
Well, that's a little more well known then.
Right, I know, but like you just kind of forget these things over time. It's unfortunate. The mind plays. It's mind's very, very mean like that. The
it's Homer Simpson. Something new goes in and something
right,
old goes
exactly.
out.
I don't need to know about the Brooklyn Islanders. I'd like to know about
Icebox getting naked.
Oh,
Icebox
also Twin Spires. We're doing at Churchill.
Frankie, what are you doing?
I'm locked out.
Very symbolic.
I'm locked out.
You leave one. Did they lock you out on purpose?
I'm just doing all the shit I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah. Are they mad that you left
again,
the show?
So they locked you out.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's like, "Are you leaving?" I'm like, "Yeah, I got to fucking go."
I feel bad for him because that's not fair.
I'm not sitting around. I'm not sleeping.
I did say it was a lack of sleep.
Here he is.
I just said it's gotta. You know, I'll find him.
Where are you gonna go? I don't know.
Oh, you go. Yeah, you go.
Shut the fuck up.
Also, we have a party Thursday night in Louisville. We're hosting. I'm drawing a blank on the name. Look at my Instagram story. Tell me the name of the bar again so I can tell people. Game of Thrones last night. I think I saw some of your Kevin feedback. I didn't see yours, Dan. I'm on the same page. Well, first of all, I'm 1,000% right on my tweet, my post last week where I said the White Walkers are gonna get blown out. I mean, relatively speaking, and then it's gonna be all about the humans. It's gonna be one episode of White Walkers, and that's it. So that's clearly what's going on. I didn't like it.
Could you see it?
Like physically, like was it too dark on your screen? Like a lot of people like couldn't see what was going on because
I think that was the purpose.
So
right, but at some point it's annoying.
Oh, yeah. No. I thought my TV, I a lot of people said that.
Yeah.
I thought there was something wrong with my
TV.
But
you agree that it's annoying. Like, I get the point, but right. I still would rather see.
The people
totally.
Like, you, it's like you were in it. Like,
not only
see the show.
Not only
right.
can you see, it was making me like borderline dizzy.
Right.
Yeah, and I was like, the whole time I was leaning.
After it ended, I went up to Kevin. I was like, so who died and who didn't? Because
I didn't know.
I didn't know how many
dragons were left.
Right.
Yeah. These TVs are really bad, so I thought it was a here thing. And then
no,
I
it seems like everyone.
Being like a
no,
good
I had the same vibe. And I love Thrones. I'm not a complaining guy with Thrones. But I had the same exact vibe as the others. Like, this could have just been way shorter.
The battle was just like 45 minutes of watching like chaotic fighting. That never really
It was the middle part. The Dothraki going out was awesome.
That was cool.
That was so cool. You know, like some of the retreating into the castle, but all the other
how
stuff.
How the fuck did, what's his face, the guy who has the scales, live?
Jorah?
Didn't he run out with the Dothraki?
Dead.
What?
Well, he died, yeah, but he.
He's dead now.
I don't think he like
Jorah?
Ran in with them. Like,
who's Jorah?
Jorah's like.
The grayscale guy.
He's dead?
Yeah,
he died fighting
for Daenerys.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it was tough to follow.
I mean, the main problem is the Night King just being, like, all he was a big, bad zombie who wanted to kill people, and then he died.
It was a zombie movie.
In one fight.
It
became The Walking Dead, which is not a good thing. They said all along that he was created to destroy humanity, and that's what he was doing, and they kept saying that, and I just kept not believing it, because I said to myself, there has to be more.
Well, that's
every
all
other character.
Did you think?
Is
do
so
you
complex.
Think he was gonna kneel to
Bronn?
I thought there was
happen.
A chance he could have kneeled.
If he kneeled, then
it would have been wild.
Unbelievable. I thought he was kneeling for sure.
Yeah, I thought there was a chance he could kneel. I'm happy that it's back to human versus human because I had never liked the Night King stuff.
Me neither.
But the problem is they didn't. They did such a detour with it.
I know.
I agree that I'm happy that it's back to Cersei.
Well, if he kneeled, it would have been good.
Yeah.
In a weird way.
I think it really comes down to like what's going to happen next episode. Is Bran going to tell us what the fuck was going on?
I don't.
He was warging out.
If we don't find out where he warged to, if we don't, I mean, I guess this really? This is a classic case. This happened with True Detective too. You go on the internet, you talk about it, you theorize, you hear all these like other things, and you think the show is going to be something that it's not. It's like there was other theories about Bran and the Night King that I think were just better than what happened, and that sucks. But it's just like, I guess you can't blame the show. They never really told you otherwise was going to happen, but so many other people thought of basically better storylines.
The whole thing on Thrones is you grow to hate or not like, and it's like the Night King was just like...
It was just a one-dimensional bad guy.
Yeah, correct.
Everyone else has like, he's good, but he's bad.
He's scary.
Yeah, but it's
but even
like,
that then, when he was supposed to be like indestructible...
He wasn't duplicitous.
Do you think he's a Targaryen?
Well, these are the things, yeah, he couldn't... He
because
was able
he could fly
a dragon,
he
couldn't get
survived.
These are all the things that like we thought we were going to find out, and it's just like, now nah,
maybe Bran tells us.
And maybe you still will find out, yeah. But that doesn't mean that this episode last night would left a lot to be desired.
You got
to watch two more episodes for an episode to get good, that means in real time it wasn't that good.
Yeah, were you guys aren't Jon Snow guys, are you?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, okay. No. I mean, your guy stinks at battle.
He's terrible.
This is like the fourth battle he's done where it's like, I'm just going to fight 1,000
tactical
people.
Nightmare.
Dude. Yeah.
Night King's no great guy either.
But I'm talking about...
He waits so long to raise everybody. I just sit here like this.
Every time.
That's all I fight.
On that play, I know.
Yeah.
That's why the dragons, like, where the fuck are the dragons? Just start blowing people up.
Yeah. The dragons were so poorly utilized.
So poorly utilized. They just picked their spots. We could really use a dragon guys.
Like, the my favorite fight of all time in this is when the first time the dragon was used when he came in versus Jaime Lannister. Mm-hmm. That was, like, my favorite scene probably, I think, in Thrones. Because there was suspense, you didn't know. It was just boring. Dragons are fucking lost in a cloud.
Yeah.
I mean,
and the Night King's fighting
how
like a pussy.
Dumb
he's
that?
Like showing up and then he goes right back down. It's like, well, can't fight him.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, if you're an Arya fan, I'm sure that was like a really cool
moment. I love
moment.
Arya.
Oh, yeah, but Arya's the best.
But is that how you wanted to see like the Night King come to an end? You know what I mean? Like that could have happened at any point to me.
No,
like I think it would have been better if like a plan came together where they like outwitted
it
was just like he ran up on her.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Like throw the fireballs first.
But I don't like this. You know, people act like you cannot criticize the show. You can't say that you were disappointed in something or you're not a fan or you're not paying attention. Like, no, I know what's going on. I know what happened, and I think it left a lot to be desired.
Did you see that one guy, the blue checkmark guy who came after me? Because I said I couldn't see. And this is who you're talking about. I literally just said, like, imagine not being able to see a $96 million battle. Mm-hmm. And he summed up, like, all the people you're talking about right now. You can't criticize anything. And he was like, wait, what is it?
I don't know how fat Tully made it through either. Come on. That's
everybody
unreal.
Made
said,
it through.
Kevin,
it
was, ready for this?
Well, is Grey Worm dead?
I don't think
like,
so.
I don't think they showed one way or the other. Some people are saying Theon. No, people are saying he might be alive.
That's
because he just got like in the stomach and you never saw him actually die. What was the whole point of the previous episode where it was one giant cry fest and funeral if these people didn't even die?
This guy. So I just literally said I can't see, and he said you spelled appreciate wrong. Game of Thrones is not for people who need to be spoon fed the plot and cannot recognize the use of various
I hate that
story
shit.
Devices designed to immerse.
I actually kind of like that guy.
I just wrote back. You seem awesome.
That is the worst.
I literally was talking about seeing. I wasn't talking about plot devices. I was like, I want to be able to see this TV show I'm watching.
You don't understand or you can't appreciate is so fucking lame. it's so stupid.
Nick Cage, he's just doing a little Purple Rain by himself at a karaoke bar.
Aggro.
It's time we all reach out for something new. That means you too.
Yeah.
You say you want a leader. But you can't even make up your mind. I think you better close in and let me guide you into the purple rain. Purple rain. Purple rain.
Woo!
Purple rain. I never meant to cause you any pain.
I love him. I love him. Aggro. Like this is a 4-day wedding karaoke performance. I just made a huge mistake. I'm going to go to Koreatown. I think it was Koreatown, LA, and just scream Purple Rain.
It was awesome.
So good.
It's so Nick Cage.
So good.
It is so Nick Cage.
Yeah.
It's right out of a movie. And then the last story we got, so this lady called 911 and asked actually how to kill her boyfriend. She said she had already tried to hit him with a VCR tape like three times and was swinging the battery of a leaf blower at him. And she's like, he won't die.
Wait, say it again? She hit him with a VCR tape?
Yeah.
Old school.
Yeah.
I mean, they look like a turd.
Yeah, and that, by the way, is the dumbest person ever. You're trying to kill somebody with like a VCR tape. Yeah, like stab him. Stab him like a real person. So
throw up.
Yeah, but she did get arrested.
I would assume so.
Yeah.
Can't really, yeah, that's a calling the cops.
Like being like, he won't die?
That's the old, I used to do this all the time, I think, the 912. Mm-hmm. That used to be one of my ongoing
that
old
would
school
be not bar. A 911 school.
Yeah,
call,
a 912 you need a 912 call. Number. Like, how it's do you kill my yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah, 911.
Or just Google.
Yep, Google. I got something on. Oh, what's the vertical on LeSean McCoy? Like, I know that broke. When did that break?
Friday afternoon.
Yeah, did you hear what happened on our plane, by the way?
No.
So I haven't seen the movie.
Right.
I am a fan of the Avengers, not as much as Thrones, but.
Were going to see it.
Yeah. Well, I still will, but Paulie Dawkins just sitting reads the tweet out loud to the plane.
What?
And then he tried to not like, but you no, but fucking
he did.
Asshole.
I mean, he then tweeted, like, I feel like an asshole. Like, I can't believe I did that. So it's
he
weird,
see, no,
but
he,
it slipped
that
out.
That was not
he,
his, like,
on the plane, he was
attitude on the plane. He's like, what? It's going viral. Everyone's going to see it. It's like, no one's tweeting. Everyone's saying you're an
asshole. I think that was him, like, scrambling before realizing that he's just a fucking
he just read it out loud.
That's pretty bad.
What the fuck?
Paulie Dawkins.
Oh, my God.
I mean, honest question, like, who do you think was more vilified, him or Tariq Hill?
That's what I said. I said it was worse to be that guy. The internet's way more mad at him.
How about how
LeSean McCoy?
Throne spoilers don't exist anymore. People were talking immediately
about that. That's different because
you can watch it.
I understand. I know why it's different, but the internet has not been that way until this episode. I used to get so much shit for even.
I still get
if
it. Sometimes.
If I said like, "Wow,"
I had a couple
crazy,
last night.
People
yeah.
Would be like, stop with the spoilers.
Right.
And now right away people are like, "Arya killed the Night King by stabbing him in the stomach." I've been looking for
that
those.
Was cool.
I was supposed to eat these during the fucking show last night. I couldn't find them. They were in the fucking.
That was cool. How Thrones though. I saw someone tweet when Arya was training versus Lady Tarth, and she did the same move. So mm-hmm. That was cool.
That was cool.
That
and
was
the
a good throw.
Yeah, yeah
it's been like I mean, throughout the whole show.
You can't spoil a movie on a Friday afternoon when like I would say 95% of the world hasn't been able to see it yet.
Yeah. Well, Paulie Dawkins just read it out loud.
And is it true he spelled it wrong so the filters didn't work?
Spelled the name
that's
wrong.
So
that even if you
up.
Had the name muted.
That's so fucked up.
Yep.
Asshole move.
That's so fucked up. Yeah, Paulie Dawkins just did you dirty too.
Yeah, real dirty.
Are you still gonna go see it? Or like you
Yeah, I will. I'll get it on. Luckily, I'm not
Die Hard. Like,
I've seen all of them, and I'm interested in seeing
if
this.
If Bob Fox was on that plane, I think he would have taken
so
the plane down.
It's just so Paulie Dawkins.
Yeah, and you know, he definitely kind of meant it. Just like, he's like, oh, my bad, but like.
Just blurted it out
was a part
in a
of
silent
him.
Plane.
That was definitely a Misery Loves Company. Like, if I got spoiled, then you get
no, he doesn't. No, he hasn't even seen them.
No, he was Misery Loves Company. If Dave's making me go to Alabama, yeah. I'm going to make his weekend miserable.
And by the way.
Did you see
No,
it's awesome.
I actually kind of want to see it, even though I've never seen any of it.
It's really, really good.
Talladega is awesome, and I'd recommend it. I would put it up there as a bucket list event that everybody should do, regardless if you like car racing. I mean, it's just a huge, huge, huge tailgate.
What was better, that or Daytona?
Talladega by a mile. And I love Daytona. Daytona, I've put this in horse racing terms a little bit. Daytona exists without the race. It's like a beach town. It's like a gift shop kind of beach town that if the race isn't race isn't there, people are still at Daytona going to the beach. Talladega, without Talladega, you got nothing. You fly in, it's kind of like Keeneland. You fly in over these green fields. People comparing like Welch when we're there, they're like, oh, it's fucking nothing like Welch. It's nice. It's
well, there's
like,
nothing in the world like Welch.
No, and this is just open grass fields everywhere.
Right.
It's the biggest, so we went to Florida. Tennessee, right? World's largest cocktail.
No, Florida, Georgia.
Largest cocktail party. This, the tailgating here was 100 exercises. Really? I mean, there's nothing. I have never seen
tailgating.
Well,
because they tailgate all weekend.
All weekend, and it's everywhere. And it's free, and there's like a million different lots with this trailers.
Is it hot?
Everywhere. It was like 80.
That's
it was
not
nice.
Bad.
No, it was beautiful. It was really
That's
beautiful.
That's my whole
weekend.
Thing with those things. Like, I would love to go, but if it's too hot.
No, it was really nice. Oh. And NASCAR gave us like an awesome trailer. So we had a good setup.
Yeah, you slept in the infield.
I did.
Yeah.
I saw you hitting the flamingo bong.
Hit the flamingo bong.
We getting after it?
Yeah, one night more so than the other because I watched the Bruins double OT game was Saturday night. That ended fairly late. But no, it's great. Everyone's super nice. And we was suddenly, like, you know, a lot of people know us there too. Yeah. So it was a ton of fun. I highly, highly, highly recommend it. There's actually a clip. We made a video, which kind of sums it up. That main boulevard, like, I was just making a video walking down the street late night, and just Ryan Blaney, like, just walked up. He's like, hey, what's up? Like, the drivers are everywhere.
Right.
So yeah, very good time. I highly recommend it.
Who won?
It was Chase Elliott. Yeah, Chase Elliott.
Where'd Denny Hamlin finish?
He didn't. Did you?
I'm a Denny Hamlin guy.
Well, Denny Hamlin, a little Denny Hamlin fact that I figured out. What? He takes adult basketball lessons.
He has a
league,
an entire league,
a full court.
He's fucking
I know.
Awesome.
Yeah. He takes.
But
like,
I actually
he has like,
wait,
a tutor comes.
Yes. But I actually completely.
That's wild.
Like, I would defend that move. If I were him, I would do the same thing. If I had the money in, like, my own court, I would absolutely have a trainer come.
I would call it, like, I play ball with a trainer.
I would,
I don't think I'd get adult lessons.
Okay, the lessons is a little different, but I, honestly, my dream life would be to have a house with a basketball court every morning I wake up and just take 1,000 jumpers.
He's,
and just have someone rebound for me.
He's arguably.
And then stretch me out, and that's my
the
day.
Most anal human I've ever met. He's into, like, for that league you're talking about?
Oh, yeah, he keeps stats.
The charts,
it's awesome.
Gambling odds,
love
everything.
It. I love
it. It's the most detailed.
But that's.
Everything.
The one thing that I have to figure out is, does he get to win? Like,
no.
All the time? Because that's what I would do. If I had a ton of money, I would basically just have, like, a basketball league, softball league, and I'd have one of my friends hire a bunch of people to show up and make sure I always win.
That's like.
It would be awesome.
Who is the golf? There's somebody. Somebody beat somebody in golf. I forget, like, you're not supposed to beat them. I forget what, it's
right.
A show or a movie. So they have the basketball league and they have a golf league. Golf boys like basketball boys. But yeah, no, it's competitive. They do a new draft every year. It's very real. And all the NASCAR drivers are super nice. So yeah, it's a great time. I really do recommend it. The next one I want to go to, I know ZBT is going to Charlotte, and then I want to go to the Bristol Night Race. That's
also, shout out Caleb Presley for some of the best
draft. The Will Greer.
It was hilarious.
Yes.
What a moment. What a beautiful moment in the Greer household. A long time coming. Right down the road. The Panthers right down the road. What's it like to see all your family like this?
It's crazy. We literally could have gone anywhere. We had no idea. And to be in Charlotte is incredible.
It's very good.
It
and
got so awkward. He was interviewing just the most random people.
So I am Will's attorney.
Yeah, that's interesting. So is there anything that you can't say right now because of your attorney?
Well, that's a loaded question, right?
And that you're an attorney, and I knew you were going to know that.
Yeah,
I knew you were going to know that.
That's good, though.
Yeah.
That was good.
That we're in that house.
Also, shout out Will Greer.
Yes.
Because Will Greer, NFL Network showed up. And they're like, you're going to have to take the Barstool stuff out for us to come in. And Will Greer said, NFL Network, see you later.
Yeah, and that one shot, I was clipping it because I happened to, like, turn it on right when he got drafted. When ESPN went live to Will Greer and Caleb was just standing in the middle of the scene, like, what's up?
Will, he's got, like, his head in his hands, like, you made a great decision. This is going to be great. And Caleb's just, like, there,
like,
just
lurking.
I would have loved to seen the NFL Network's reaction when they're probably, like, just getting ready to move in. And he's like, actually, you guys leave the fuck out.
Caleb's been here for 3 days interviewing my cousins.
all right, that's the rundown.
The bar is called Sullivan's Tap House in Louisville.
Sullivan's Tap House, Thursday night.
There you go, Tommy.
Thurby party is what they're calling it.
Thurby?
Like Thursday Derby. Thurby. Right?
Giving you something you can't pronounce is really mean.
Bad idea.
Yeah, Thurby. I got it. Thurby party, Thursday night. Louisville will
it's
be there.
The Derby.
That'll be 30 by the end of the week.
Derby. I'm very excited. I've done some research. And we're doing a draft here Wednesday, which is actually pretty cool. Everyone out of the hat, you get to pick your horse. If your horse wins, you get $1,000. If you have like four people on your team, because we are grouping, it says KFC Radio, each of you get $1,000. At PMT, each of you get $1,000.
And if they win the Triple Crown, free trip to the Kentucky Derby
yes.
next year.
Yes, so very good prizing. I know who I like, but he's the favorite, so I'm not going to take him.
Okay, so did you, someone tweeted me
tweet. That just like flabbergasted you what I just said.
Yeah, because Dave.
The favorites.
No, someone tweeted my tweet. I said last year, please someone remind me to bet the Derby favorite. It's won 7 years in a row now.
Yeah, it's been a lot.
Every year we do this. We get there, we're like, you can't bet the favorite.
Because there's a long streak where there wasn't. Favorite. I like Omaha Beach a lot, but I don't know. I will not
great
bet the favorite.
Great name, too.
Omaha Beach. He just, you can't pass him. You get to him, it's like he puts up
just
a
just bet the favorite. Just do it.
It's 4-1 or something right now. All right. That's what we're done.